Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. In this week's program, I'm going to feature an interview that Cindy actually conducted while she was at World Dairy Expo. But first, let me thank our sponsors for the Zimcast, and that includes Novus International, leaders in the poultry, pork, beef, dairy, and aquaculture industries, as well as Leica Geosystems. When it has to be right, go to agguidance.com. While Cindy was attending the World Dairy Expo, for which we had a number of sponsors for our coverage on worlddairydiary.com, one of the people that she got to meet and interview was Mark Gale. He is president for Charleston Orwig, an agency that seems to have a real specialty and experience in the area of dairy, and so they have a number of clients there. Cindy talked to him about the agency and about their involvement with the new media world that we're in. So I thought you might find that pretty interesting. And by the way, Mark is one of the founding board members for the Ag Chat Foundation, which you can find at agchat.org. So I'm going to let you listen to Cindy's conversation with Mark.
I'm here at World Dairy Expo. Behind us is the show ring with the polka music going because we are in the Charleston Orwig suite. And with me is Mark Gale. Mark, tell me who you're with the Charleston Orwig, obviously.
I'm president of Charleston Orwig. And we have a number of clients here and are very involved. And we have people showing cows in the ring earlier today and throughout the show. So we're happy to be part of it.
Well, now, Charleston Orwig has really a good history of working here. You're here in Wisconsin. You work here with a lot of dairy industry-based clients, right?
Right. Hordes Dairyman, long-term client, cow judging contest, of course. Arm & Hammer, also now Novartis, wide range of clients, animal ag, dairy, as well as in the crop areas.
And you really have a lot of your people who work for you.
Yeah.
That are involved in the ag industry and have a good agricultural background.
Yeah, we really do. I mean, we have people who grew up on dairy. As I said, people showing cows here, people who go home and work on family dairy, people very involved in agriculture. So it's not just their job, what they're doing, you know, communicating. They're actually in the industry themselves, so they're really intimately familiar with what's going on. And I think can relate to the markets, to the customers, you know, to the end user ultimately because of that.
Well, give me a little bit of the history of Charleston Orwig.
Well, John Charleston and Lyle Orwig formed the company about 18 years ago. They broke off from another agency and have always focused on agriculture and public relations. And so John retired a couple years ago, and myself, Marcy Testman, and Lyle Orwig are now partners in the company. And we're focused very much on agriculture and increasing a little bit in the food industry. So that kind of gate-to-plate segment and all the marketing, as well as a lot of issues that agriculture and food industry are facing right now.
Well, so how old is the company then?
18 years old.
18 years.
Yeah, we're coming. We were talking this morning. We're coming on our 18th year. So, you know, quite a long time right now, about 63, 64 people. And a lot of people have been there for a long time. And actually, I'll get in a little plug. We were rated as one of the best places to work in Wisconsin last year. So we're very happy about that. Voted by employees, as a matter of fact.
Wow, that's great. Well, and of course, every year you have a big presence here at the World Dairy Expo because you have a lot of clients here, but obviously this is an important segment of your business.
Yeah, it's an important segment of our business, one we really focus on. And then, you know, we have a lot of people, because of their personal involvement in history and agriculture and dairy industry, who come up here. For instance, I know one account executive who doesn't have a client here. She's taking off work to come up here just to be part of the show for an afternoon. So it's a big presence here, which is, you know, a reason that we also have the suite for the people, for our clients to be able to, you know, kind of have a home base while we're up here.
What percentage of your client base would you say is based in agriculture in general, let's just say?
Agriculture or extending into the food industry, probably 85%. We have some clients who are not, but very heavy and, deliberately very focused on those markets because that's what we know, that's what we love, and we think there's just a lot of business, and people are passionate about it. You know, they're working at our agency, they're working in those markets because they like them, they want to be part of that, and that's where they want to spend their career. So a huge part of our agency is focused on that.
Well, that's really special. What about growth? What are your plans for the future for Charleston Orwig?
Yeah. Well, with all that's going on in the food industry, you know, conventional, organic, food miles, sustainability, corporate social responsibility, we really see that whole area as a long-term growth prospect for us. Increasingly with some clients, we've been getting beyond the dairy and meat and into fruits, vegetables, row crop, a little bit more of those kinds of things. And then with clients such as Smithfield Food, you know, in the food industry, facing a lot of the issues and working with them on sustainability, for instance, there's a lot of work for us there. So we're finding that really there's just no end in sight for that. There's a lot of business out there and, a lot of good work to be done.
And besides companies, you have organizations that you do work for, right?
Yeah, we work for Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin is an organization. We've done work for United Soybean Board. So, you know, kind of across the spectrum and increasingly, truly integrated marketing. So social media is a big part of that. Traditional advertising, the reputation management area. So we think there's just a lot of potential in these markets.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the social media because this is our, I guess, third year here at World Dairy Expo, sponsored by Charleston Orwig and some of your clients. And why did you choose that? Why have you continued to support this to put this information out on the blogs, on Twitter, Facebook, that kind of thing?
Well, it's part of how people are communicating right now. I'm on one of the founding board members of the Ag Chat Foundation. Chuck's on it. You guys are involved with that. And it's, social media in and of itself is not the end. What it needs to be looked at is people are using these new tools to communicate. And, farmers are communicating from the tractor. Dairymen communicating, gets up in the morning and heads out to the barn communicating via Twitter. So it's integrated into people's lives as an agency. For us to be relevant, for us to be part of that communication stream, we need to be part of social media. Just as that doesn't mean all the old tools are going away, because they're not, but it is part of the mix and it needs to be integrated into any communication program now.
How would you say social media has affected you as an agency? Has it made it easier, harder, more fun, more challenging?
Yeah. all of those things, obviously, I've been doing this for more than 1 or 2 years. So for guys like me, it's given us something new to learn, something new to focus on. And so that's challenging and that's fun. I think it's made it hard for agencies in the sense of we need to keep up with technology. We need to push ourselves forward. So a couple of years ago, we carved out time for people and said you can spend 20% of your time working on social media. Create a blog about whatever personally interests you so people would learn more about that. And so it's caused us to continue to force ourselves to learn and to move forward and to be part of new technologies. We recently just bought some staff iPads so people could check them out, download whatever apps they wanted, and learn to use them. So we're up with this technology. We set our site up, or we set up our suite as a Foursquare site, and we have a little game going with the staff up here, and we're going to see who can win more points for checking in on Foursquare, creating new venues to make sure that we know that, so when it comes time to employ these tactics for clients, we know what we're talking about and we can really apply them to client benefit.
Well, that's great because, some of you are probably ahead of the curve as far as an agency is concerned, because a lot of them were pretty comfortable with the idea of just, we buy print advertising and we buy radio and we know what that is. We know we can tell the audience. That's probably the most challenging thing about social media is the audience and being able to prove that how you're being effective.
And that there's a benefit. 20 years ago, people knew what an agency was.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not even sure agency is the right term for it anymore. It's radically changed how we communicate, the tools we need to communicate. We know what we're doing is taking messages that we hope are relevant and bringing them to various, customer groups, whoever that might be. But the way we do it is a lot different than it was 20 years ago, certainly. Frankly, I think it makes it interesting again. I mean, after a while, how many print ads can you do?
Right.
You know, now that's a mix. You know, how many TV spots, how many radio spots? Now, yeah, those are part of the mix, but we have to have that supported by lots and lots of other tools, mm-hmm. or, you know, advertising may not be part of it. Mm-hmm. So I think it is a lot more interesting, frankly. More challenging, but more interesting.
All right. Well, thank you very much here at the Charleston Orwig Suite, overlooking the show arena here at World Dairy Expo. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.
Well, that is our Zimcast for this week. I am going to close with some music from Music Alley. This is a song called Chocolate Milk by the Two Man Gentleman Band. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
Chocolate milk, chocolate milk. Oh, who fetch me some cocoa beans? I will. I just woke up from a dream, sipping chocolate milk. And who fetch me my heavy cream? I will. I just woke up from a dream, sipping chocolate milk. All blowing bubbles through my straw. Oops, I spilled chocolate milk all over you, honey. Who fetch me my limousine? I will. We can recline in the backseat, sipping chocolate milk. Da 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 da. Whoa. Clean up all this chocolate milk. And who fetch my amphetamines? I will. I might want to stay up all night drinking chocolate milk. Oh, blowing bubbles through my straw. Oops, I spilled chocolate milk out over you, honey. Who fetch me my limousine? I will. We can recline in the backseat sipping chocolate milk. Oh, C-H-O-C-O-L G-E-M-I-L-K, chocolate milk, C-H-O-C-O-L-A-G-E-M-I-L-K, chocolate milk, do-le-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.